all you to Hey Julie here on julieland.com. That's right. Today, we're going to learn something. That's right. A little bit of education for all y'all out there. I've got Dr. Dennis Netter here with me. Hello.
Hello, Julie.
Doctor. You can say, hey, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Thanks. Being a Man in a Woman's World is the name of the book.
Actually, one and two now. You know, the second one came out.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
There's that much to write about being a man in a woman's world, huh?
It just never ends.
I can imagine. Matter of fact,
we're working on the third book, and we just put out a new book,
okay.
1001 Places and Techniques to Meet Great Women.
Wow.
Yeah.
So needed.
You know, one of the number one questions I get is, where do you find great women? It's like
right.
they keep them in a warehouse on the east side, you know, and...
Is that where?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I have the map
side.
In my book.
Okay. It's a very simple book. It's just got the directions. First of all, I want to start off, is it really a woman's world? I mean, don't you have people arguing with you since, you know, the glass ceiling? It seems like a man's world in a woman's opinion.
Yeah, that's the biggest kept secret in our country right now is mm-hmm. the fact that it really is a woman's world, you know, And yeah, I do get a lot of comments on that. The fact is, like you mentioned, the glass ceiling. I
mm-hmm.
love that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there really is not a glass ceiling. I mean, if you look at some of the big corporations today, I mean, Carrie Farina, for an example, from HP, and
mm-hmm.
NBC is headed up by a female CEO, and
right.
so many different huge, huge businesses are just, they're packed with women, and that's
right.
not a bad thing.
Right.
But what is bad is when you begin to believe that we are a male-dominated society, especially
mm-hmm.
for men, because men seem to think that they have to have some kind of handicap in order to be successful with women, and that's just not the way it is.
Has women moving into the career, I mean, it's been happening for a long time, but has that really affected the dating scene?
Well, in a way it has, both positively and negatively.
Right.
I mean, certainly one of the greatest places I think to meet women or meet men for that matter is at work. You spend, you know, 3/4 of your life there just about.
Right.
So why not take advantage of it?
Uh-huh.
Now you have to be a little more mature about it.
Right.
You know, obviously there'll be problems and there'll be things you have to deal with, but you know, hey, we're all adults here. We can do that, right?
Mm-hmm. You would hope.
One would hope.
You would think, but not always.
The reality is sometimes different, yeah. But women moving into the workplace is a big issue. Our companies are changing pretty dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
We're beginning to offer maybe the kinder, gentler kind of environment, and
right.
for good or bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are a lot of women that have sailor mouths, which I think is great.
And right.
there are a lot of women that just can't take that.
And
fucking A. And likewise with men, too.
Right.
You know, the idea is to, you know, we have been so unisex-centered over the past 30 years
mm-hmm.
or so.
Mm-hmm.
And as I constantly say, you know, we should be exploiting the fact that there are differences between men and women to everybody's benefit.
Okay. I see a lot of, I want to get back to that, but I also see a lot of interviews and shows about how women, they feel too powerful now. Like, that is a curse. You can't get a good man because they can't deal with you making more money. They can't deal with you having a powerful job. Is that valid?
Well, in some ways it is. I mean, there are a lot of people who still ascribe to some of the older views about men and women's relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good things to be said about that, by the way. You know, frankly, the interesting thing that I see is that more women are more concerned about men that make less money than they. Than
so
the
it's
way
the
around.
Women that seem to be having the problem, not the men.
Well, I'd say the vast majority of that's true, according to the letters that I get.
Hmm. So what are some differences that we should be highlighting between men and women?
Well, number one, communication. We have to realize that men and women communicate differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in the job world as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women tend to use more of an inferred or implied type of language.
Right.
You know, and they may even use language to explore a concept or explore a problem. Where men tend to be more direct, we go right to solutions. So
mm-hmm.
we think problem, solution, problem, solution.
Right.
Obviously, one drives the other one crazy. So some flexibility there is really critical.
Okay.
I think the other thing, too, is that inflexibility in terms of how people work. You know, one of the big problems that we see so much of today is that women tend to be still matriarch elements of our families. They
mm-hmm.
pick up the kids and take them to soccer, and, you know, they take care of the elder folks and home and all that sort of thing.
Right.
So what happens is those same family-oriented women then have to leave work early to take care of the kids or whatever, and guess who picks up the balance of the work?
Right.
Well, that isn't entirely fair. You know, when you talk about things like the wage gap, mm-hmm. there still is a belief there's a wage gap in this country, when in fact there really is not. And if you look at it over over all industries compared to ability, tenure, education, those sorts of things, women right. actually make slightly more than men do.
Really?
Yeah, there's lots of data. We'll talk about that some other time. It's sure. just a very large amount of information on how right. that works. But it's an amazing thing. You can write to me, you know, write hate mail to me like everybody else, and I'll explain it to you. So.
That's not right.
How dare you?
He's lying. So men in a woman's world. So how do you be a man in a woman's world then?
Well, first of all, as I tell men all the time, you've got to get educated. The education that you've gotten from society, from the media, from your parents, it's just wrong.
Okay.
Bottom line.
Okay.
What women want today is quite different than what you're being told that women want.
What are we being told that we want?
Well, here's the big lie. You know, that women want men that are sensitive and in touch with their feminine sides, and, you know, that can emote and those sorts of things. When in fact, those things are partially true, but they're misinterpreted.
Right.
Women certainly want men that have a good understanding of themselves internally.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, they don't really want the emotive kind of guy. That's what they have girlfriends for.
I don't want a pussy boy.
Exactly.
I really don't.
I mean, look, you know, if your job is going to be picking up after him and spanking him, well, I mean, unless
you're
really into that.
How many kids do you need? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So the first thing we want to do is we want to get men educated about what women really want, uh-huh. about what they say and what they mean when they say things,
mm-hmm.
and how to become that man. And in the second book, Being a Man in a Woman's World 2,
right.
we talk very heavily about two things. Number one, the thing I call the seduction tree, which is a combination of power and confidence.
Okay.
And augmented to that are humor and cockiness. Now, imagine if yeah. you have somebody who is confident and has a powerful persona that feels comfortable around people no matter who they are.
Right.
And that can express himself. But he's got a sense of humor. He can even be a little cocky, not a jackass or not arrogant, but cocky. Right. You've got a very powerful key there.
Absolutely.
And we call that guy the alpha male. Yeah.
Alpha male. Superman.
That's right. So we
married one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Lucky you. Well, last yeah. time you and I talked, we were talking about, you know, about what kind of guy was right for you. And it sounds like you found
An alpha male is right for me, I guess. But that's what women want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it doesn't mean that you have to be the alpha male, but at least you have to have his attributes.
Portray.
And we can teach people how to do that.
Really?
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
Well, let's say it's simple, but it's not easy
okay.
because we have so many layers we have to get on top of first.
Right, right.
So many people are so used to doing things the same old way. Let me give mm-hmm. a great example. I had a young man write to me today,
mm-hmm.
and he sent me an online chat session with this girl that he's really interested in.
Right.
In which he's telling her he loves her, and you know. Now keep in mind, he's never actually spent time with this woman.
It's just all been online.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, you women are much better at this relationship stuff than we are because you spend your entire lives studying it. You know all about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I also know that this young woman knows this guy doesn't love her and is selling her a bunch of goods.
Right.
So he's trying to take the path that he's been taught and that he's seen in media and mm-hmm. he's been probably told by his friends and all those sort of things to try and win this woman when, in fact, he's going exactly the wrong way. What he should say is simply, hey, I'll tell you what, I don't hold my dates on the internet. Here, give me your number, and I'll call you, and we'll hold it in person.
Right.
Done. Then he goes there, and he meets the woman. He wants to express the things in himself that are important and that are powerful, but he also doesn't want to give everything away.
Right.
And men tend to do that as well. There has to be some reason for the woman to chase him. And that you do that by creating value, by creating context,
right.
by being, again, the seduction tree, the power and confidence combined mm-hmm. with humor and cockiness, right?
Okay.
And being the alpha male. So we can teach those things. Yes, it is simple. It is not easy.
I got an email from, he's like 21. He says that he's a great looking guy. He works out all the time. You know, the great body. He's funny. He says the biggest problem is that everybody says he's too great. You know, he's the best friend, but not dating material.
Let's just be friends.
Yeah, you know, oh my God, you're the best, you're great, but yet how do you get past being great into not just best friends?
That's such a great question. And let's talk about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a lot of male friends.
Right.
And, you know, you're close to them and you love them in that way and they're really special people to you.
Right.
But you wouldn't date them.
Right.
Because they feel like brothers. They feel like friends to
you. Yeah,
The women really do separate men up into two categories, and that is boyfriend material and friends.
Right.
And that's it. And once you become the friend, you will never get back, or very, very rarely, and it takes a lot of effort. I've got a whole list on my website of how to do that, but it's ridiculous.
And later in life, I would guess.
Absolutely.
After they've already been through a lot more.
You bet. It takes a lot of experience to know how to apply these things, most certainly.
So I would say, first off, that he needs to make his move a little bit sooner, maybe.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, there's nobody that is surprised by the context here. I mean, when a man is interested in a woman, mm-hmm. you know, everybody knows what's going on.
Right.
There's no question about it. Women will kind of play with that a little bit and make use of it and, you know, kind of pound it a little bit and wait to see where he's going to go and let him become a friend if he wants to. Women will not prevent that from happening.
Right.
Men have to prevent it up front. And you do it by, number one, knowing what you want.
Right.
The number one thing I tell men that they have to do is sit down and set relationship goals. I mean, people spend more time planning their vacations than they do the relationships. How ridiculous is that?
That makes sense. But who does?
Well, we all should. You know, if you know where you want to be and you know what you're looking for. You do that with your career, right?
Absolutely.
Well, are you going to spend more time in your career than you do your relationship?
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you probably spend a lot of time at your career. There's no doubt about that. But people will sit down and plan their financial goals and their physical goals. I want to lose weight. I want to bulk up, whatever.
But they never, what does this relationship look like?
That's right. So number one, you got to do that.
Okay.
Number two, again, you learn the tools. You learn how the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just simple rules. Anybody can learn these things. It's not magic. Then you begin going out and applying the rules and adjusting your approach and your techniques mm-hmm. to fit
Practice.
Your personality. That's it. It's not brain surgery.
Wow. All right. 1,001 places to meet great women.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the top 100. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Okay. oh, there's lots of them. I mean, let me tell you what the real answer is.
Mm-hmm.
There are great women everywhere, except in your own living room, probably. Unless you live in a woman's dorm or something.
Right.
They're hanging around.
And then good for you.
Yeah,
quit bitching.
That's right. Don't be writing to me then.
Yeah.
But the fact is that, you know, there really are great women everywhere. The problem is that most guys, and even girls do this too, they want to put on their game like at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. They get all dressed up and they go out looking for the person that they're going to marry or whatever.
Right.
Well, that's dumb. The fact is that there are women all over the place, so you need to have your game in your back pocket.
Uh-huh.
So when you find somebody that is kind of the person you're looking for, you can talk to that person. You need to know how to say hello and how to break the ice. And that's mm-hmm. one thing we teach in the book is context. I'm sure everybody knows about all the stupid pickup lines, you know.
Sure.
Hey, if I told you I had a great body, would you hold it against me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. Right? So, I mean, the fact is they don't work. And even worse, most women have much better comebacks and literally shoot downs than
Absolutely.
Men have. So those are stupid. Don't use those. But what you do want to do is you want to think in terms of context. Let me give you a great example.
Okay.
I was walking, I was actually in New York, and I was walking along down the street, and this woman passed me, this tall brunette, beautiful woman, and she looked at me out of the corner of her eye, she smiled. And she walked past me, and I stopped and turned around and said, "Hey!" And she turned around and said, "Excuse me?" I said, "I'm not going to let you just walk by me and give me that smile without giving me your name." "Oh, okay." And so we had a nice conversation, and I actually got her number and went out with her a couple times. And, you know, I mean,
that's simple.
It is. It really is that simple, but it's context. You know, mm-hmm. You're at the store. You know, what do you have in common with this person that you might meet?
Right.
You know, hey, those are great looking melons, you know. Or whatever.
I thought you weren't supposed to use those lines.
That's right.
Jeez. What about speed dating? Is it worth it? What do you ask? What do you think about speed dating?
You know, I've not heard very many successes from speed dating. Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with it, and I've given some people some ideas on how to use it, but it's not terribly effective. Here's why. Number one, in 6 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever, all you can really do is just rattle off a list of attributes.
Right.
You really can't get to know a person.
Sure.
So in 7 minutes, how do you know whether this person meets your goals?
Right.
Now, again, we're assuming the person has goals going in up front, and Julie and I have already talked about that. Likely they don't.
Right.
So second problem right there. Third problem is the fact that, okay, let's say you find somebody that you like. Now, you're basing it on what primarily? Looks?
Absolutely.
Maybe the sound of the voice if you're an auditory. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something that reminds you of an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend that, you know, you kind of hook that on them. Well, that's not enough to build a long-term relationship on. And maybe you have a chance. Maybe. But again, we're talking about volume here, too. You need to possibly go through a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
One way to get a lot of people, not a good way to get information to build a relationship.
Right. What about internet dating, then? Like, well, you said, the guy that's chatting online but yet doesn't skip over to reality.
That is a real challenge. You know, internet dating has so many problems with it, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it because they think that it's a way of getting just a whole bunch of people to come to them. And let's face it, most women get between 200 and 500 responses average on their internet ads.
Wow.
You want to talk about having a huge amount of competition.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how do you stand out as a man or as a woman? How do you go through that amount of information to find the ones that stand out and meet your needs?
Right.
See?
Yeah.
The only really effective way to do it, again, is to learn the rules, and they're not hard,
mm-hmm.
and go out and start applying them as you meet people in real life.
Okay. Tell me where to find your books.
Oh, gosh. You know, they're, of course, at all your fine bookstores.
Absolutely.
No doubt. And Amazon, of course. But I recommend people go to my website, which is beingaman.com. Beingaman.com. Because we've just got a ton of free information there. I mean, we have discussion groups. And
I was looking that it's like clear down to like clothing and things like that.
Absolutely.
It makes a difference, right?
You bet. And why not? I mean, the idea is we want to build the whole man here. And the whole woman, too, by the way. My site isn't just about men.
Right.
It's about teaching women how men think.
Oh, ladies, go, learn some secrets.
Why not?
Absolutely. beingaman.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's how many books there?
Well, let's see. Right now, there are two books, actually three books. One's an ebook,
mm-hmm.
an audio series.
Excellent.
That we're going to be putting a video series up pretty soon. There are over 400 articles. We have online software. We have a great tool on there we just put up that allows people to put in their experience level, what they've done, where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
It'll actually give them an entire, very complete synopsis of what they need to do next, what their next steps should be.
Oh, wow. That's
very
great.
Cool.
All right. What about do you approach sex in any of those?
Oh, yes.
The topic of like how to get how to close the deal and
I'll tell you that's the number one thing I think that we have to deal with is how do you convert a date to sex?
Right.
How do you get that to happen? A lot of guys don't know. So yeah, we talk a lot about that.
How?
Oh, how to okay.
Tell us, please.
You know, a lot of guys want to sit back and kind of wait and test the water and, well, let's see, is this ready? Is she ready to go or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they wind up waiting for the woman. And the woman by that time is getting turned off thinking, well, God, do I have to do all the work?
Right.
You know, and women don't want that. They want to be kind of, you know, it's the whole knight in shining armor thing. They want to be led into the bedroom and just ravished and have it a beautiful, wonderful thing, right?
Right.
And they deserve that, by the way. Because I think women are great. I think
thank you.
That they absolutely deserve it. The problem is men don't know how to make that happen. So mm-hmm. we teach them, for example, you know, what signs to read, what to look for to see whether this woman is really interested in you or not. I mean, if she's not willing to kiss you, it's not like you're going to get her in bed that night.
Right, absolutely.
So I always say, well, I understand that maybe you're not that interested in me. How about a blowjob?
That's not sex. We all know that.
That's right. Our president said so.
Exactly. Awesome. Dr. Dennis Netter, 1001 Places to Meet Great Women.
That's right. Places and Techniques to Meet Great Women.
I love it. You are doing a great service.
Oh, you're awfully kind.
Oh, please.
Something I really believe in.
That's really cool. And are you in a relationship? Do you use your insights?
Absolutely, I do. She hates the fact that I do. But she's a very happy partner and great woman, very successful. She owns her own businesses, makes a lot of money, and just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful woman. all those things aside, she is just a great person in and of herself, you know, very intelligent, well-spoken, and I just have deep, deep respect for her.
Where did you meet?
We actually met at a card shop. We were looking for birthday cards and...
Context. So, hey,
there it is.
Right. You know, you just find that link and then exploit it. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, all you all at Hey Julie and Julie Land, you need these books. Don't be alone. You don't need to be alone.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just not that tough. Don't waste your time.
It's not that hard. Being a man in a woman's world, maybe next week we'll find out how to be a woman in a woman's world. That's the hard part.
My next book, yes.
Good luck writing that one. All right. Well, I'll talk to you next time on Hey Julie.